Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We move now to agenda item 5B, consideration of thematic studies. Under this agenda item, we will consider two thematic studies, the first titled Individual and Collective Dimensions of the Right to Development. This will be presented by Mr. Bonnie Ibavo, and the second, Mainstreaming the Right to Development in International Development Cooperation. This will be presented by myself. After each presentation, I will open up the floor for discussions. To provide some context for the study on the individual and collective dimensions of the right to development, I would like to remind that during our eighth session in Geneva last year, we held a forum to collect inputs and suggestions for thematic studies and areas of research. During this forum, we received a request to clarify the individual and collective dimensions of the right to development within international human rights law and their practical implications for the duties of states and other duty bearers. In response, Bonnie and I developed the study. Its overview was discussed during our ninth session in New York in May this year. During that exchange, we received valuable and constructive feedback that helped us finalize the study, which was later presented to the Human Rights Council at its 57th session this September. During the Council session in September, we received with much appreciation feedback on the study from states that are members to the Human Rights Council and from other stakeholders. Regrettably, on that occasion, time did not allow for all those who had registered to comment to do so. Therefore, we are now pleased to exceptionally present the same study at this Geneva-based session of the expert mechanism in an effort to report back to the wider audience that suggested its elaboration in the first place and providing more time to exchange views on its main conclusions and recommendations. With that, I will now hand over to Bonnie. Bonnie, you have the floor.